The Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce hosted their annual Business Excellence Awards on February 6th at the Regent Theater. The event featured six distinct awards categories: entrepreneurial spirit, employer excellence, cultural enrichment and contribution to the arts, distinctive excellence and business achievement, community impact excellence, and the business of the year. I caught up with Dart Da Silva, the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, to learn more about the nomination and awards process. What went into the kind of the nomination process and also the categories for the awards? I noticed they're kind of celebrate all the aspects of business that you could want. So what kind of went into the decision making there?
Yeah, so we have seven different distinct categories, and you're exactly right. We think it accurately reflects the width and breadth of businesses that we have in Prince Edward County, and we're very lucky to have such a diversified economy in that aspect. In terms of the judging process, so we opened up nominations, and people submit nominations, whether you think you're worth a nomination or someone, either a customer or somebody who's just knows about your business submits a nomination on your behalf. We then go out to the nominated businesses and have them accept or decline the award. When they accept, they fill out a form that accurately displays their bio, everything they've done, why they think they're worthy of the award. And then it goes through to a group of volunteer judges that also represent the community as well. We divide the categories up, so not everyone is judging on the same category. And then we have I would say a very spirited debate on the merits of each application and who should win in each category. So it's a very exciting process. It's not unlike, the Oscars. We're just a little smaller in scale, but a very, very interesting process for people to go through. And sometimes the decision is really, really tough. Sometimes, there's a split scores, and sometimes someone just runs away with it.
Among the attendees at the awards ceremony was Mayor Steve Ferguson. This is what he had to say about the night.
Well, we've always been a big supporter of the businesses of the community, and I'm glad to be here. It's a terrific event, and as I'm going to say a little bit later, many of our businesses present master classes in innovation, in imagination, in determination, perseverance, particularly evident during COVID-19, but generally available or witnessed on a day-to-day basis. But that is what, in many ways, gives the municipality the reputation it has earned provincially and nationally. We are very much the envy of our neighbors. Many of the members of upper levels of government or of government of our neighbors are frequent patrons to the businesses of Prince Edward County and constantly tell me and remark about, how lucky we are to have the businesses we do and how thankful that they are that in many cases are nearby. So we're a big supporter, and it's a great event to attend and see the enthusiasm firsthand that our businesses really exude every day.
Absolutely. Some of the members of the Chamber of Commerce mentioned just the entrepreneurial spirit of the county is so strong. I'm just curious why you think that might be. I know you just mentioned there that some of the other municipalities are kind of jealous of that a little bit. So just what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's interesting. Many of the owners of the businesses that have become very successful in Prince Edward County, the owners or those engaged in running those businesses, that was not their first profession. They're doing it because they're passionate about what they're now doing. And that helps to drive their success and the success of the county. But I think that's a big part of the opportunity for people to exercise their passions, realize their dreams in a community such as ours that people want to visit, they want to live in. So it's a pretty great formula. We're very fortunate.
And the winner is Comedy Country.
The Royal Hotel.
Willful won the Entrepreneurial Spirit Award. The Employer Excellence Award went to the Royal Hotel. Comedy Country took home the Cultural Enrichment and Contribution to the Arts Award. Hitchens Hearing Center, the Distinctive Excellence in Business Achievement Award. The Community Impact Excellence Award was given to the Hub Child and Family Center. And the Business of the Year Award went to Base 31. For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and 99.3 County FM, I'm Jack McCool, filling in for Brenda Little.